This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Olympia Dukakis won an Oscar in 1987 for playing the sharp-tongued mother in Moonstruck. She's also starred in Steel Magnolias and the PBS series Tales of the City. In her latest film, Away From Her, Ms. Dukakis plays a woman whose husband lives in a nursing home. He's mostly mute and confined to a wheelchair, but as so much in his life narrows, he finds himself entering a new relationship. Julie Christie also stars in the film, which is based on Alice Munro's short story, The Bear Came Over the Mountain. Here's a scene with Olympia Dukakis and Gordon Pinsett. Their respective spouses are in the same nursing home.
That's a great-looking coffee maker. Always meant to get one of those.
They gave it to us, my son and his wife. They live in Kamloops, B.C. They send us more stuff than we can handle. Wouldn't hurt if they spent the money to come see us instead.
I suppose they're busy with their own lives.
Not so busy they couldn't go to Hawaii last year.
People do get lonely. Especially when they're deprived of seeing someone they care about.
Olympia Dukakis joins us from our studios in New York City. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, appreciate the opportunity to talk about this wonderful movie.
But what attracted you to the role?
Oh, the writing. Sarah Polley, the director, and the cast, Julie Christie, Gordon Pinsett, Michael Murphy. I mean, really, it's a wonderful cast.
We should explain that at the heart of the film is Alzheimer's and the effect that that can have on a family, particularly a longstanding relationship. It certainly volunteered in the press material that you don't know this just as an outsider.
Mm-hmm. But you know, what's really at the heart of this film is a love story. Mm-hmm. Within the context of life and aging, etc., and Alzheimer's is certainly there. But, you know, Sarah has said that we care much more about the first year or two of a relationship than we do about what happens as life happens. Mm-hmm. And how people then find each other and how their love is expressed. And Alzheimer's is part of that, and I know about that. My mother had Alzheimer's, and it was very frightening. And initially, I was very much in denial about it. I just, well, she's just getting older. It took some very dramatic episodes for me to finally realize that this was a serious thing, and we then had round-the-clock people, and then eventually we had to put her in a facility because she needed constant attention.
How would you describe your character in this film, Marion?
Well, I think when the film begins, she's tired. She's kind of given up on life, on the idea that there might be happiness or intimacy for her. Mm-hmm. And she is taking care of her husband. She can't afford to put him in a facility for longer than a couple of weeks, but she does so that she can go on a well-earned vacation. She could only do that if she sold her house, but then she would have nothing left. And the name of the short story, interestingly enough, was called The Bear Came Over the Mountain. So I think the sense that somehow as we live, we're subject to these occurrences that we have no control over that can create seemingly havoc. On the other hand, opportunity.
I've inevitably talked to some families affected by Alzheimer's over the years and stories we've done, and I'm struck by a couple of people who've said to me, of course, it's wicked, it's cruel, it's tragic, but you know, for the person who has it, it is not without its gifts.
This is true. They are pulled out of the hurly-burly of life, and there's such a deep inner reality that's going on. I was almost going to say journey, because with my mother, I wondered why she was still with us. It was as if there were things she needed to go. Oh, I don't know whether it's my putting the best face on it or my, but she seemed very connected to a lot of issues that I knew had troubled her throughout her life that she didn't give time to or credence to. And now here she was, preoccupied with them. And it's almost, I almost had the feeling that she was lived as long as she needed to kind of maybe resolve is too happy a word. Some acceptances, maybe I'm projecting, I don't know. But there was some exchange that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that about her. And even towards the very end, when she no longer knew me for a year or so, and I went to visit her and I walked in, and there's that window that happened. She said, "Oh, Olympia, I've been looking everywhere for you." I couldn't believe it. This was after almost 2 years of not knowing me at all. And we talked as honestly in that 20 minutes as I have talked to any human being, saying true things that we had felt about each other. I did not expect to go into all this here this morning. Oh.
Yeah, I'm glad you did. Thank you.
Well,
a few other questions that I had.
Yeah.
A few years ago, there was a story that someone had filched your Oscar statue.
That's true. I blabbered about it. I was asked, where do I keep it? So I said where it was, and 3 days later, somebody broke in and took only the Oscar and then tried to sell it back to me.
How is that done? Did you get
Well, he just called on the phone. Actually, he spoke to one of my sons, who then got very involved with the police, trying to set up some kind of entrapment, and it didn't happen. But then we bought one from the Academy. I think it cost about $78 or something.
Oh, and he
that assuming, tells you the truth, doesn't it? There's the truth.
$78, my
right.
word!
It's all in the mind.
You ought to do
how
a
valuable
little
better than it that. Is. You know what the great revenge was, though? We had a friend who had an insurance company, and he insisted that my husband insure it, and we got $10,000 for it.
You got $10,000 for a $78 scrap of
exactly.
metal?
Exactly. On the market, that's what it was worth.
Mr. Dukakis, a pleasure talking to you. Thanks
yes.
so much.
Thanks so much.
Olympia Dukakis speaking with us from New York. Her newest film, Away From Her, comes out next month. And to see Olympia Dukakis in a scene from that film, you can come to our website, npr.org.